Hey there, it's Case Dimon, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Tax Sell Podcast. These Friday editions are, of course, shorter episodes where we take one topic, tip, strategy, or mindset, and dive deep into it. So be sure you check back next week for our full-length episode. Today, I want to discuss a major key to becoming better in the tax sell business, which means making more money, and that is to learn how to become more efficient. Now, the odds are, unless you are incredibly lucky, you're not going to research one property, go to one auction, buy one property, and make $1 million. It just doesn't work like that, although I really wish it did. If you want to increase the likelihood of your success in this business, you need to increase the number of properties that you see sold. You will typically do this by expanding market areas and simply going to more tax sales. If you go to one tax sale, and let's say that there are 20 properties that are being sold at that tax sale, that is a 1 in 20 shot of getting a property that you want. If you go to, let's say, one tax sale per month, that's a 1 in 240 chance of getting the property that you want. That's 20 properties times 12. If you go to one tax sale per week, that's over 1,000 properties per year that you have the chance to buy. I could continue on and on and on with this, but the point is, the more properties that you see sold, the higher the likelihood of your success. But this all comes to a sticking point for many investors, and that is operationally. How do you go to an auction every single week? How do you go to an auction every single day? How do you research that many properties? It all comes down to efficiency. So let's dive in on five tips on how you can become a more efficient tax sell investor. The first step is to find the most profitable markets for your specific investment objectives, which might be different than mine and vice versa. Now, I'm a fan of the small to mid-sized markets where we typically find a lower level of competition and increased margins as a result. My suggestion is to do a little bit of research, locate the previous auction results list, and then determine if it is going to be a profitable market or not. If it's profitable, or at least it seems that way by looking at the previous auction results, then move forward. If it's not profitable based on those auction results, don't expect things to dramatically change overnight and move on to another county instead. Otherwise, you're going to be wasting quite a bit of time and quite a bit of your operational efficiency researching properties in a market that is not profitable. So make sure the market's going to be profitable before you start researching properties there. The next one is kind of obvious, and that's to remove all distractions. Anytime we have so much at the touch of our fingertips with cell phones, we have so much with our computers, it's so easy to get distracted. And in this business, when you get distracted, when you're in a workflow of research, of looking up properties, of determining which market you want to go to next, it's very easy to make mistakes. Mistakes in this business can cost us a substantial amount of money. If you're looking to be efficient, believe me, the last thing you want to do is lose money. Eliminate distractions. Get into a quiet place where you can actually focus on what you're doing. The next tip is to study the market prior to researching properties there. By putting in the work up front, it will actually save you a substantial amount of time when you do start researching properties. So instead of looking up a property when you're completely new to the area, and then you find this property, and you're like, wow, interesting. And then you have to go to Google to figure out where that property is at. And then you go to another website to figure out what the value in that area is. And then you go to another website to figure out if that's a good area or a bad area. And then you go from this website to that website, trying to figure out what you're looking at. Instead, do all that up front. Take the time to research the market, research the property values, research the trends, research the economy, research the growth in that area, research everything you need to learn on how to become a more successful real estate investor in that market and in that economy in general prior to taking the time to research specific properties. That'll be a huge step towards your efficiency, because then you can start researching properties and you know exactly what you are looking at. The next one is to use what I refer to as the funnel process in your research. So pretend you have this large funnel, right? And you throw all the properties off the tax list into this big funnel. And then your goal is at the very bottom of this funnel. The only thing that comes out are properties you want to purchase. So the entire process of funneling those properties down to the ones that you want to buy consists of all the things that are involved in researching the properties. Now, we start at the very top of this funnel and we research the easiest and the fastest things to look at. For example, one of the things you can look at is the bid price. Can I even afford to buy this property if it sells at the opening bid? If you can't afford it, toss it right off the bat. The next thing you can look at is maybe the legal descriptions. Take the time to learn how to read legal descriptions. That way you know this is a 2-foot piece of land. It's not worth investing in, obviously, because there's no value there. Again, eliminate it from your list. From there, you go down a little bit deeper. Maybe the next section is the property assessor's report. You can skim down the property assessor's report very quickly, 5 or 10 seconds. If there's a red flag, toss the property. The whole idea here with this funnel type process is that you spend the least amount of time as possible on the properties that you will not be purchasing. The last thing you want to do is spend hours researching a property that you can't afford or researching properties that are not buildable or whatever it is, right? You don't want to waste time unnecessarily researching properties that you won't buy anyhow. So develop a process with your research and it'll really pay off dividends when it comes to being more efficient in your overall business. And the last tip I have for today is also concerning the research process, and that is to learn how to efficiently operate all of the various websites that you're going to be using for your research and how to compile that information as efficiently as possible as well. So for example, what I do is I will have open on my computer screen the tax sell list. I'll also have a tax sell max bid sheet, which is simply an Excel spreadsheet. Tax Sell Academy members, you have access to this in your member dashboard. It's the same exact one that I use, but it's simply a way to compile what I will be paying for the properties and my notes about that specific property. Additionally, I'll have a bunch of website browsers open. It might be the property assessor's report on one tab, it might be the county GIS in another tab, it might be the Google Maps in another tab, and any other various websites that will help me in that specific area. What I'll do is I'll scan that list, right? I'll look for the bid amount. I'll look for the legal description like I was discussing. But if it passes those two checks, I will then copy the parcel ID number off the tax sell list. I will go and I will click on the property assessors tab. I will paste it into that box. That page will load. Everything looks good on there. I'll click the next tab. The GIS, it'll already be open. I'll paste it into that box. I can take a look at the GIS to make sure the property's not landlocked or something like that. The entire idea behind this is that you know exactly the process you're going to be using. You're not searching for, where do I type this information into? Where's the website at? Where do I find this information? Where do I find that information? You're doing all this stuff up front in a very systematic process. You go from the tax sell list to the property assessors to the GIS to code enforcement, boom, boom, boom. It's a very, very efficient process. And if there's any red flags, you know, between each one of the tabs, you stop, you mark the property off, and you move on to the next property. You need to have everything arranged in such a manner that you can go from one tab to the next, and you know the setup of everything prior to starting your research. Do that ahead of time before you start researching properties, and it'll really make it much, much smoother. So hopefully those 5 tips on how to become a more efficient tax investor help you out. That's all I've got for you folks today. I truly hope you've enjoyed this podcast and you've found these 5 tips useful. I'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sell Podcast and on my Tax Sell Academy YouTube channel. Hey, take care, folks. Bye-bye.